Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting vegetable gardens from seed. When planting vegetable gardens, many gardeners buy starter plants, but you can also start your garden from seed. Starting from seed saves money and allows you to select from a wide variety of vegetables that come in a range of tastes and colors and are suited for your area. You can direct seed them or plant them in small containers until they're large enough to transplant. Different vegetables should be planted at different times of the year. Order fresh seed well in advance of planting or buy from local sources right before planting. Sow more than you think you'll need and thin out the weaker plants. Consider starting seeds throughout the season for a continuous vegetable harvest. Don't be intimidated by starting from seed. It's a fun and easy project. For more information on starting a garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sweet corn. In the summer, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob, and sweet corn is a tasty type of corn that you can grow in your own backyard. Sweet corn comes in many varieties that differ in color and sugar content. Look for sugary enhanced or SE varieties with firm and sweet kernels, or the super sweet or SH2 varieties with tender and very sweet kernels. Sweet corn needs at least 8 hours of sun per day and should be planted in blocks of 4 or more rows for adequate pollination. Be sure to plant only one kind of corn. Sweet corn is ready to harvest when the kernels are filled and tightly packed. They must be picked within a day or two and eaten immediately for best flavor. For more information about sweet corn, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lifelong learning with the Florida Master Gardener Program. Florida Master Gardeners enjoy many benefits, including the opportunity for lifelong learning. Master Gardeners are taught basic botany and how to care for many different kinds of plants, from trees to flowers. They learn how to identify and manage pests and diseases and other Florida-friendly techniques. Everything in the Master Gardener curriculum is based on University of Florida research, and it's required that Master Gardeners stay up to date with all current research so they can offer the best customer service. Opportunities for continued learning abound. Besides monthly meetings with guest speakers, Master Gardeners can take advantage of regular regional trainings and an annual state conference. They can even attend international conferences or go on international field trips to places like France or Costa Rica. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Adamoya. If you're already growing fruit trees and want to try something different, why not try an Adamoya? The Adamoya is a small to medium-sized tree that produces delicious, unique-looking fruits that ripen in late summer and early fall. The fruits can grow up to 6 inches in diameter and often look like small artichokes. They have a sweet, custardy flavor with hints of vanilla, wintergreen, and pineapple. Adamoya has some cold sensitivity and will grow best in areas of Florida from Sarasota and Merritt Island southward. Some cultivars may require hand pollination in order to produce fruit, though the cultivar Geffner does well on its own. Adamoya can be susceptible to several pests and diseases, so you'll want to scout the tree often for signs of a problem. For more information about Adamoya and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pickling vegetables. Summer is a great time for making pickles using vegetables from your garden. Cucumbers are an obvious choice, but don't forget the green beans, okra, and other vegetables can also be pickled. You'll need to gather several items: fresh cleaned vegetables, food-safe containers, vinegar, pickling salt, seasoning, and canning supplies. There are two types of pickles. Brined pickles are cured for several weeks at room temperature and become acidic through the growth of naturally occurring bacteria. Quick pickles are produced using a hot vinegar solution and take just a few days. Find a recipe that has been tested and that you like, and follow all the instructions carefully. That way you'll be sure to end up with pickles that are tasty and also safe to eat. For more information about pickling vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.